You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's into your head, number 237. It's another interim show while I'm waiting for my new studio to arrive. I'm trying something new again today. Basically, I've got my laptop out and I'm shouting at it. I'm not using a microphone at all. I'm just shouting into my computer and hoping that in some way this will cause a podcast to assemble itself. So we'll see how it goes. If you can hear me now, you'll know it's working. Can you hear me now? Maybe I should shout a bit more. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether I can lean back, and if I do, will I have to shout louder? Or maybe I'm shouting too loud. Should I stop shouting altogether? I don't know. You see, in order to ask that, I have to shout that question because I don't even know whether you can hear me. If I go like this and go, is this loud enough? Can you hear me? You won't be able to answer that question if you can't hear it, and I won't know whether your answer is no or you just can't hear me, so you're not responding. So we'll have a. These are the problems you have to deal with, and this is why stuff. Let's see. 1 minute, and we'll aim for 9 minutes today. We'll try and do a 9-minute podcast. I'm not upstairs, so I don't have access to my musical equipment. So we'll see if we can provide some entertainment of some sort. Because all the recent shows have been a bit heavy, if you ask me. I've dealt with heavy issues such as the earthquake in Haiti and all that sort of thing. So if you're in a serious mood, go back and listen to previous shows. But this is going to be a fun show. We're going to lighten up for a change, like be a normal, relaxed individual. So let's see. I've got a Starbucks coffee mug here and a spoon. This might help in some way. We're going to try and do a musical number. This is a musical number. This is a musical number. They're only known as musical numbers because they're always called that in the original Muppet Show. Not to be confused with the new Muppet Show called Muppets Tonight, which is a load of shite. Muppets Tonight was a load of shite. Muppets Tonight was a load of shite. I read something recently that they're going to have a new Muppet Show, but it hasn't materialised as far as I can see, unless it's invisible in some way, some new alternative to 3D television where they have invisible television for blind people. That would suit me, because my eyesight is deteriorating. I sit about 2 feet from the television now, so although, now that you mention it, they put invisible television on now, I'd say, you're taking the piss, television. I went to all that trouble to rearrange my sitting room so that I could sit very close to my 37-inch television and see it, and then you make this television invisible. Frankly, that's radio. If you make television invisible, that's radio. And if you bring out HD digital radio, whatever you like to call it, and you say, oh, we're going to have pictures to go with the radio now, that's television. So you may as well swap the two around completely. Everyone who works on the radio can go and work on TV, and everyone who's on TV, like Conan O'Brien, can go and work on the radio. I think Conan O'Brien would be best on the radio anyway. You come on and say, hello, we've no band today. There's no point having a band if you can't see them, because bands are meant to be seen and not heard. So we've no band, so we'll skip the musical bit, and I'll just say, hello, here's some jokes about the news of today. The news of today, ironically, is mostly about me at the moment, because I'm being kicked out of my slot on the Tonight Show. It's not the Tonight Show anymore. It's going to be, it is the Tonight Show, but I'm not going to be honest. It's going to be the Jay Leno Tonight Show, presented by Jay Leno, and then in another few years Jay Leno is going to retire, and they're going to put on one of my cats to replace him, because they're not going to have anyone left, because they're too busy sacking everybody. They're going to have to put on something. I don't know what to do. Let's see, 4 minutes and 43 seconds. I'm using a new software today. I'm using WavePad Sound Editor, the free version. Frankly, that's another thing that should be seen and not heard. There's a big fancy interface. There's no sound coming out of it at the moment because I've no way of listening. I've no way of monitoring my sound at the moment. All I can see is a thing on the screen that's showing my voice go down, going up and down, represented by a yellow and green graphic. Apparently, yellow is loud and green is quiet. I'm being very green at the moment, and I'm being very yellow at the moment. Apparently, Chinese people are considered loud, and people in Greenland are considered very quiet. Which makes sense, because you very rarely hear anyone from Greenland on the media. When they come on, you can't hear a word they're saying. They don't have anything to say, so I wouldn't worry. Or is that Iceland I'm thinking of that has nothing to say? Although they've had financial scandals recently, and they went bankrupt, so you can't say that's a boring country. You could say about Greenland, though. Although, strangely enough, my country is known to foreigners as a very green land. I was in America once, and a guy came up to me and he said, "Are you from Ireland? Ireland is very nice and very green." I said, "How the fuck would you know? You've never been there. All you're seeing is your man, the transporter guy out of Star Trek: The Next Generation, in that movie he did about leprechauns that he wish he hadn't now because everyone hates him for over here now." They go up to him and say, "Hello, you were good in the Commitments, you're great in the Snapper, we liked you in the Star Trek: The Next Generation, even though you're a minor character. Didn't take much of Deep Space Nine, to be honest, but that thing where you were a leprechaun, and it was for Americans who've never been to Ireland, frankly, that was a load of crap, and I'm going to have to punch you now." He's also on an advertisement over here for the Halifax Bank, which is rather annoying to me because it just reminds me of my credit card balance whenever I see him. He comes on and says, "Hello, I'm here to talk about Halifax Bank. I'm walking around in the street and pretending to be all concerned about my choice of bank." And then I say, "Oh, Halifax, I could go there. Oh, there's a Halifax just behind me by some remarkable coincidence. I'll go into this Halifax and I'll say, 'Hello, can I have an account, please?' And they'll say, 'Have you any identification?' And he'll say, 'No, but you may know me from that leprechaun film.' And then they punch him and they chop his head off with an axe." Now that's the extended version of the advertisements. It's only showing after 10 o'clock at night. Which is a problem nowadays if you have one of them plus one channels, because of it. Oh no, it's not. It'll only be a problem with a minus one channel here. If you showed it at 10, the minus one version of the channel that shows everything an hour earlier would show it at 9. But no, those don't exist as far as I know. We have if you got Sky Television here, you get a load of plus one channels. You'll get Discovery Channel, and then you'll get Discovery Channel plus one, and you put on Discovery Channel plus one, and the guy says it's 9 o'clock, you look at your watch and it's actually 10 o'clock, and they're showing it on a 1 hour delay, but they don't say that. You have a little plus one up in the corner that you're supposed to be able to see and know what it means, just by looking at it, a bit like when you go up and you find what are those things the Indians had. You know those bloody totem poles. You've got loads of symbols on them, and you go up to them, and you see a little squiggly thing. I like the thing you used to have on caves when the cavemen were around. Indians are basically cavemen. They make a lot of they like making hot and spicy food because you can do that in a cave because it's nice and warm. It's excellent for smoking things. You can make smoked salmon in a cave very easily because there's no chimney. You can't just bore a hole in the freaking roof of a cave if you're a caveman and you don't have any proper tools or opposable thumbs and you're a monkey. So the Indians, the Red Indians, I suppose they're called, they had that problem. I'm not talking about the Indians from India now. I'm talking about the other Indians from wherever. I think they're from Indiana. Anyway, that's what they had to spend their day worrying about cowboys because apparently they were obsessed. The Indians were obsessed with cowboys. They'd say, "There's a fella now who spends his day rounding up farm animals and extracting milk from them. We don't agree with that. We're going to devote our entire lives, because they could devote their entire lives to things. They could. They didn't have a 9-to-5 job. They just had to make sure to set aside enough time to go around and round up a buffalo and kill it, and then get their wives to cook it. But no, they could devote their lives to things, to things like hunting down cowboys and dealing with them in an appropriate manner. They could pretend to, from a legal point of view, there's a loophole whereby they could pretend to mistake the cowboy for your man off the Halifax ads he used to be in Star Trek: The Next Generation, and say, "We're very offended by your representation of the Irish in that Leprechaun film, and those Indians are descended from the Irish, so we're going to chop your head off now, and it's perfectly legal because you offended us under the new blasphemy laws." Anyway, good morning.